it's Ryan.
Hi, Ryan. This is Ruben at the Bank of Cardiff. I work with Grant. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. Ruben, how are you?
I'm doing okay. We're exceptionally busy, to be honest.
All right, cool.
Grant asked me to reach out to you about potentially doing some funding. So I'm not sure if we'd be the best match, but I just wanted to talk to you and see if we could figure something out here. Can you tell me what you're looking to accomplish?
Well, basically, I'm about 19 and a half years in the equipment financing industry. I started out at American Capital Group back in 1996. And about 4 years ago, I started Titan Capital with a friend of mine who's a banker by day. And we've got some pretty extensive banking relationships. We've got relationships with, a lot more of the, more leasing type groups. We work with some exclusive groups like bank leasing in Plano, Texas. And we work with some local groups and some, off-balance sheet type lease products. But I had met Grant at the exam there in Santa Monica. And I just wanted to reach out to you guys and see if there might be a, possible relationship there.
Yeah, I mean, what we do is we're a lender, syndicator, and broker. We do all three. We offer equipment financing and working capital. I've been with our firm for close to 9 years, so I'm a pretty transparent guy. I think it all comes down to call comes down to needs a lot. We don't really take any broker business, but a lot of referrals have come into us over the years, and people have said, "Hey, look, there's a certain specific type of deal just I have issues with, and if someone can help me network and I can make a few points off it, I'm more than happy to pitch my customer over." So I guess the question I'd ask you is, what type of customers do you need help on? What is your current market that you target? Are you small ticket, mid ticket? Is there a specific type of industry you should focus on? I'm not sure.
Well, we did about $18.5 million in equipment loans and leases last year, and then we just recently closed about $6.1 million in industrial equipment. It was all done through TCF and Wells Fargo. They're off balance sheet leases for warehouse distribution and 3PL companies. That's kind of our target market. That's where we do the best job. But we do have clients, for example, that have challenged credits, and we don't really do a great job there in that area. I mean, the Pawnees of the world and the FinPacs, we've dealt with them. I don't know what it is in terms of what you guys have to offer, really.
So you said you work with Pawnee and FinPac on your like
We
small
work with
deals?
like Pawnee and FinPac, but I mean, it's just one of those things. I mean, we've got transactions that we get dealers that send us transactions. They have, a problem in one area or another. But we do have, really good, A credits, good cash flow, customers that are looking to, get around covenants, and they need a, they'll need a lease.
Okay, so it sounds like some of the smaller ticket deals, probably something under 100 or 150 is what you're looking up for a home on, right?
Well, I mean, it really depends on what you guys have to offer. We do have bigger deals. What's kind of your target deal size?
So that's a
What's
good
your
question.
strengths,
It's a good
basically?
question. I
What's
mean,
your
we're a direct competitor to you, and so we often find, and I think with the relationships that we have, either internal or external, a lot of people are against what's called sub brokering in this industry, where you're getting a deal from, and I'm sure you've heard of that term. What are we good at in a nutshell? We have a variety of programs and sources for deals up to 150 app only. The companies you mentioned, Leaf, FinPac, Pawnee, do we work with those companies? We don't work with Leaf, I can tell you that, but they're a good company. But I think right now what you have in the market is you have a lot of people that either target deals that are, and they're trying to price them out very, very competitively, or they have these very, very high rates. So you're either getting a deal bought at a 6% yield or a 30% yield, and there's not a lot of middle ground. We've got a 150 app only program, which our effective yield on that, depending on how we price it out, is going to be in the mid-teens, which is a lot more attractive. And we go down to about a 650 FICO on that. We have a lot of other app-only programs that go up to 100 grand with yields in that range. We tend to do most of our business via EFAs than leases. In terms of like what you're referring to as big deals, we do have the ability to buy a lot of deals that are not TCF or Wells Fargo quality, but we can buy them. I just did a deal for a guy for a CNC machine for $250,000 who has a foreclosure, but it's got an $8 million company, but no one's going to touch a guy with a foreclosure, yet we did. So,
okay. That's a good starting point. I mean, for me to kind of understand what it is that you do, but, is there any states that you don't do business in?
No, we do all 50 states, but I think, you know, we would definitely.
How about like, for example, so the digital cinema market, between 2006 and 2012, I did approximately $350 million in origination in that particular market. There are transactions that, so cinema owners generally have really nice net worths, but some of them don't have good credit. So, you know, they have problems, right? They have 35 millimeter projectors they've been using for 20, 30 years.
I think I know what the vendors you're referencing to. I've heard of those vendors.
Well, I mean, I deal with all of them. I mean,
okay.
There's dozens of them. There's not one of them that hasn't heard of me or hasn't dealt with me in the digital cinema market. But I have a client that owns a movie theater in the state of Florida. Okay. They need two projectors, and the projectors are approximately $30,000 a piece. He has some collections on his personal. He was able to bring in, and this is the other question I was going to have for you, is some of these more, you know, like I would call it a challenging deal. He brought in a cosigner with like a 720 FICO. Like I said, it's a $30,000 deal from a dealer in the state of New Mexico. I just funded one with Pawnee for the same customer. I'm just wondering if that's something you might be willing to look at, maybe two projectors at $30,000 a piece.
I think so. It sounds like, and I'm not trying to like, I like to handle everything as clean as possible because, you know, everyone in this industry talks, and the more honest you are, the better. So it sounds like your forte is doing larger deals, and for these smaller deals are somewhat issue credit. You need a home. Okay. So, there's a way to answer your question. Do we have sources and programs besides the Pawnees and the FinPacks of the world? Yeah, and we probably wouldn't send a deal that you're going to send there anyways. So, yes, we do have a lot of programs that fit that model. What I would tell you, though, it's kind of a gray area. We would have to handle them as a referral. And I don't know if you're interested in this. It wouldn't be a brokered relationship because we can't treat it as a sub-broker transaction. It'd be a referral base, so I'd take a look at it. And if I think, you know, I take a look at 3 months of banks and application and a credit report. And if it looks good, I can say, hey, look, this is something I think I can get done. We'll contact the customer, present terms, obviously, with your okay, and then close the deal. But yes, in I think what you're referencing is, do you have another home for deals besides the typical Pawnee and FinPacks up to 100K? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, so that particular transaction, two at $30,000, let's just say these projectors are very good collateral. They're worth their weight in gold. I mean, as far as where you're going to categorize them, it's like an AV piece of equipment. But, I mean, so if I send this deal to you, do you have like a lending line? I mean, are you guys a chartered bank? I mean, what exactly?
No. So we're a direct lender, and we also broker and syndicate transactions. So we're probably a very similar company to do what you do, but we do a lot of working capital, and we also do a lot of in-house vendor business as well. I think we've been in business 12 years, and we really value our relationships. So I think what you're referencing is what a lot of people have. They have the typical Fannies and FinPacks of the world, and their choice is to go through like a super broker in a sense for deals that fall outside that, which we can kind of handle on a one-off basis, but I can't stress enough that, and I don't know what conversations you have with Grant, we have to treat it as a referral basis. So you're not going to, I can't pay you, or we don't pay like 10, 15 points discounting with these relationships. It's probably a few points to make a customer happy and growing it from there.
Okay. So for example, that transaction there, what should we expect? Let's just say you look at it and it's got, you know, like I say, we brought in a cosigner with a nice FICO score. The gentleman who owns the business has been involved in the cinema business his entire life, but this particular company.
What does his credit look like?
His credit's mid 500s.
Why is it in the mid fives? I guess is the question I ask.
Well, he's had some collections, so there's a lot of stories here on this one, and it's not, you know, I have a lot of these coming in now just because you cannot receive 35 millimeter prints anymore. So, for example, Hollywood's not going to send you, they're not going to send you like Avatar in 35 millimeter. If you've held out this far, you've either had, you know, I can tell you, this guy said his daughter was kidnapped. He said he had a falling out with his brother. I completed a deal with Pawnee, like I said, for a $30,000 projector, but I'm out of resources.
And I'm assuming that's was a pretty high yield on that one, correct? Or am I?
I think it was like 26% all in, including the ARs.
Okay.
I mean, a T value is about 28%. And he put some money down. You know, he put some money down. He put about $4,000 or $5,000 down payment along with the two advanced rentals.
And you're making some commission on it, as you should, I assume.
Right. Yeah. I just would like to know if for that transaction it just funded like a week and a half ago, and he said, Ryan, look, I need two more projectors. I'm going to miss a couple features that are coming out in August, September. I'm going to miss these movies because I don't have a digital to play them on. I'm not going to get the movies from Hollywood.
Something I would say, send over something below 600 if it's going to be hard for us to buy, although I would never turn down an opportunity, nor would Grant. Like I said, we're such a direct competitor. We're not that internal lending source, which is kind of weird. But I think there's some possibilities for that guy. I think there's no problem taking a look and giving someone their 2 cents and saying, hey, here's what I think is possible. Co-signers are an iffy ground for us on some of our programs. Some of the lenders we work with like them. Some don't care. And that's both internal and external. Additionally, I'm sure you're familiar with working capital, correct?
Well, you say lenders internal and external. What does that mean exactly?
We lend our own money. We also work with lending partners. We don't fund everything in-house.
So lenders internal, meaning you've got investors. These investors are...
Or our funds, correct. We have like a bank of credit card, but we can participate in files. But I think... Potentially, I'm not sure if kind of Grant presented this to you. We're not this company of you coming to us and saying, hey, this is a Pawnee with a brokered relationship. That's not what we present. I think the only way we could bring you value is, hey, I've got some deals that I shopped to Pawnee or FinPac, and they're at their limit or they don't get approved. I don't want to take this guy to, you know, somewhere where he's just going to keep on getting beat up. Is there someone that understands, has resources in this arena of app only up to 100K or 150? And the answer is yes. We do have those resources.
And that's you guys. So this particular transaction et al., that's you guys, right?
I think
can count on you for a deal like this to get warmed up.
You could only count on me telling you the truth and saying, here are my thoughts. Here's what I think I could do for your customer.
Okay. Does you want me to send this over to you? Just take a look.
Yeah, I would shoot it over to Grant. He'll take a look at the credit, and I'll give you my 2 cents. And then, I guess before doing that, what are you looking to make? What are your expectations?
I mean, a deal for $30,000, probably 2 or 3 points.
Okay, you know? Just because you want to
like this. For a deal like this, it'd be 3 points just because it's a smaller deal.
Because you want to just keep your customer happy and help them, I assume, correct?
I like the guy. He's a nice guy. I've had a chance to speak with him many times. I understand the industry because I've been involved in it for almost 11 years now. I understand everything about digital cinema. So if you have a question about anything related to the industry, I don't want to say I know everything, but I know a pretty damn good amount of the issues that face cinema owners. Okay.
Okay. Fair enough.
So I can give you some references. I mean, I could tell you I've dealt with Starplex Cinemas. I've done about $6 million in equipment finance for them. Cinelux Theaters in San Jose, I've probably done $4.5 million in the last 3 years. Warrenburg Theaters, I've done over $3 million for. Metropolitan Theaters here in Los Angeles, I've done about $1.5 million.
So that's the biggest industry in your service.
It's not necessarily the biggest industry that I service. I just have a huge personal historical background.
That's okay. I do a lot of construction.
So our area, Titan Capital, our company, for example, what we do, the majority of the business that we do is industrial equipment, material handling, anything related to 3PL, transportation, anything in that area.
Okay.
Specialize in that area. So I can tell you from my experience, though, has been mostly... digital cinema, audiovisual.
That's cool. It's good to hear someone has a specialty.
Yeah, I mean, if you Google my name and you put in like All Media, ALLMEDIA, it'll come up. I've spoken at some symposiums in the past, and you know, I've dealt with the larger to mid regional cinemas, some of the larger cinemas like the AMC's and the Edwards. They're in what's called a collective buying group, and they have their own J.P. Morgan Chase set them up with a massive line of credit. They're just an area I couldn't touch. But everybody outside of that buying group, I was able to, you know, service.
Okay.
And like I said, that's why I was able to do almost, you know, between $350 million and probably $385 million over the past 11 years in that space. So, you know, Boeing Digital Cinema right here in Huntington Beach where we're at, they created the technology with Texas Instruments. Texas Instruments sold that technology along with Boeing to a group called Cinedime. And that was when digital cinema was born. And, you know, there's basically four major.
It's cool to hear you have a niche. I mean, I like to, you know,
there's four
just
major players there. So I know all the dealers and all the manufacturers in the digital cinema space. But like I said, that industry is a dying industry because we have, so Ruben, to answer your question, we have about, as far as like our specialty, it's not digital cinema, but to tell you a little bit of inside information, I can tell you there are going to be a potential about 1,100 screens here that have not converted to digital, and they're going to be, you know, some challenged credits out there. That's why they can't get movies. And they're no longer going to get movies in the next probably year.
Okay. I mean, look, I think the feedback's valuable. I would say, you know, I don't like to overpromise. It's a unique situation, but we've had some of these referrals where it has worked out. Shoot over what you have to grant. I'll take a look at it, give you my thoughts tomorrow, and hopefully there's an opportunity to help you and your customer.
Okay, I'll send this one over to you. And what's your title there? What's your job exactly?
I do a lot of things, but I'm in sales and business development. I'm the VP of business financing.
Okay.
Like I said, this is something that we really do not do, but for someone we're comfortable with, I think there's sometimes an opportunity. The problem in our industry, I'm sure you're aware, is that there's been a lot of nonsense, and you sound like a pretty straightforward person, but there's been a lot of people who have kind of made it bad for other people, so we tread cautiously.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of those types of companies down here in our neck of the woods, you know, Orange County. And
yeah.
I totally understand where you're coming from, but I bring 20 years of experience. It'll be 20 years in September.
Yeah.
I've been in equipment finance, so I've got a pretty good idea how this works.
You would refer to us as basically a super broker. Like, have you ever heard of a company called BSB?
Yes.
Yeah, we'd be similar, I think, and have similar access to programs. We'd be a very similar player for your specific venture, potentially.
I like
just
that.
That's, I think, how you'd kind of think of us in this specific case.
Yeah. I've dealt with Steve Crane over there over the years, and we have book deals with them, and then there's a lady in his office I've dealt with before. Oh, gosh, I forgot her name. But
no,
anyway,
look,
I would much prefer to do business with you guys than those guys in, you know, Colorado or what have you. I'd much rather deal with you guys. Grant seemed like a really cool guy, and, you know, maybe there's, like I said, possibly like a niche where we could find an area where you guys do well and, you know.
There's a lot of companies, I think, in your space that are like, look, my focus is not on really small deals. My focus is on bigger deals. But I've got one or two sources, and if it doesn't hit, what do? Can someone that actually has some expertise that understands a lot of different programs, a lot of different lenders, can make this process simple? Is there someone out there who can actually not only work on these deals for me, but actually talk to me and answer the phone? Yeah, the answer is yes, if everything works. We do it occasionally, but it has worked out in the past. So, I don't want to monopolize your time. You know, give me a call anytime, but hopefully we'll have an opportunity here to help you and your customer. I think that's the name of the game.
Yeah, I'm going to send this over then. So do you want me to just send it to Grant?
You can send it to him. Literally, I've got 500 emails coming in today, so tomorrow would be better. I mean, tomorrow to him would be better.
Okay. Yeah, you sound pretty busy. You talk pretty fast.
It's nonstop. Welcome to my life.
Yeah, I hear you there, man. Well, look, we got a little leasing company here. We got four employees, but again, I've got resources.
We're not a huge company either.
I mean, I've got relationships. I can just tell you, you know, if we get a chance to meet, and you know, hopefully we can find something to do here.
Yeah, and who knows? I might run across a big deal or one of my reps and say, "Hey, look, this is not. We don't have a source. Can you take a crack at this and help us out?" So it goes both ways.
Well, I can tell you that deals that transact in like negative amortization, or you want to look at maybe getting really aggressive on a deal and providing like back end commission or renewal commission. I mean, there are opportunities there. I can show you examples of deals that we've done in the last 3-4 months that are, you know, in excess of $12 million for, you know, equipment leases. So, you know, if you're competing with a bank and the client's not really that concerned with what the rate is, they'd rather get the lowest payment. So we can do a 60-month deal, for example, at about a negative 6, 7% rate, and we can give the client like a 10% or guaranteed not to exceed 10% FMV. So it, actually you treat the client well, they're happy with the upfront, and then at the end, you know.
We compete in a very, our reps, I think, compete in a very different ballpark. I think you're on big deals too. So I just think, like I said, it's something that, and it's kind of an uncomfortable thing, but I'm fine addressing it. It's nothing that we specialize in. We are a direct competitor to what you guys do. And who knows, our reps could compete on deals with your reps. But I think if you're looking for someone that might just, you know, have some inner workings and knowledge of some players within the industry that does a lot of volume, yeah, I think there's some opportunities. And we just work hard and the chips fall where they may. But hopefully you appreciate my honesty and forthrightness to you, that it's not our traditional file here.
Yeah, so look, I got a lot to do as well, but I do want to tell you this, that I've got a list here of about 438, because this was sent to a this was sent to me by a group in China that I do a very good amount of business in, cinema servers. These are the remaining 438 companies that have not converted to digital. So I've got an inside track with these guys from a credit standpoint, if we can work together. I'm going to send you two or three of these deals to look at and just see how you perform on them.
Okay.
They're not great. I can tell you, like I just told you, the one I did with Pawnee, I'd prefer to have a relationship like yours that has kind of an appetite, maybe like a BSB or whatever. I feel comfortable talking to you. I'll send these over. I'll get them to Grant. Do you want me to copy you on them or no?
Just send them straight to Grant. I'll follow up with them.
You got it, Ruben. Ruben, what's your last name?
It's Goldstein.
Goldstein. Perfect. Okay.
Yeah, and if we can help out, like I said, it's a very kind of weird kind of file, but once in a while this does work out, so I definitely think it's worth the time, and meeting people is obviously a good thing in our business.
Yeah, for sure. I'll send this over to you right now.
And Grant's not, you know, with me, but I apologize if we were presented as like a lender that's traditionally doing this. It's not our forte, so I just want to make sure, you know, we're not over-promising here.
Yeah, I think I may have called, and I don't know if maybe it was you that answered, and you asked me if we were a direct lender. It sounded like your voice. I don't know if it was or not, but... Neither here nor there. I mean, it's. I'd like to get a deal in front of you and just see how you perform. And if you perform well, we can get some momentum going.
Yeah, but at least you can only count on me to tell the truth, okay?
I understand that. Why wouldn't you?
You know our industry.
I know your industry. Yeah, of course. I know the industry, but I can tell you I've got background. I've been doing this a long time. And you know, I can provide you with references in the areas where I send you deals.
Yeah, and by the way... If I think that we work with a variety of lenders, I'm never here to like take someone's money. If I think there's a great lender you should sign up with, I'll give you their contact information. We're all about helping people, not kind of hindering them here.
And I would too, because there are lenders that we work with that are constantly asking us, hey, do you have somebody who's got maybe a call center? They're aggressive. They got deals to place. You
know, correct.
The Signature Financials of the world. Santander. These are all groups that we have relationships with, and we also work with. Well, there's a group here in Marina Del Rey. It's owned by a Persian family. They've got a lot of money, and they're doing deals direct, and they got their own scoring matrix. And
I think I know who you're talking about. But
so who's that?
No, did you say Persian or Indian?
No, they're Persian.
No, then I don't know who you're talking about. Sorry.
No, I mean you're probably talking about what, like Bridge or something.
No, there's another guy that's, I've heard, no, not Alliance, no. I'm talking about someone else that I've heard through the grapevine is buying all these crazy deals. No.
No, this he does deal-by-deal basis. I mean, I bought cars from him.
He's a private investor.
Well, he owns a car dealership. He owns a very successful car dealership, and he has, you know, renewable lines of credit, and they're verifiable, and I've done my own vetting. He's a very good close friend of ours. So, you know, like for example, his specialty is like the trucking business.
Okay.
You know, but he's got his own money. And like I said, he's got a line of credit.
Yeah, hopefully we can learn from each other. I think I learned more than I expected, so this has been an awesome call, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, and I can refer you to Albert if you're interested and you got, you know, trucking deals. I can refer you into
them. I don't like trucking deals. That's not my specialty. Some of my reps, but not my specialty. I stay away from that.
Well, there's a high amount of – there's a lot of dealer activity, obviously, as you might know, in the Southern California area and the greater L.A. area. So what I was telling you about industrial deals, so material handling goes hand-in-hand with – you know, transportation and 3PL. So we get a lot of different varieties of equipment. Most of them are, you know, very, very good pieces of equipment. So we've got to be aggressive. Let me just send this deal to you, let you take a look at it. I'll send it over to Grant, and then just get back to me, you know, tomorrow, next day, whatever, when you can.
You got it, brother. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, I appreciate your time too, Ruben.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.